The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Hey, weary traveler, it's me, Basil the Groundskeeper. Hold tight, for we are almost at the end of our tale. When we last left our heroes, Kate, Forrest, Helado, and Peng, they had collected the blood they need to reverse the wish from all but one of the teachers, the sorcerer elf, Principal Barilla. Shrinking themselves down to tiny size, they rode out on Forrest's magical steed, Misdeeds, to meet her, and possibly to meet their own ends. Let's find out if they do on the thrilling conclusion of Waterdeep Mountain High.
Okay, you guys are all tiny, and you jump on top of your giant horse, and you head out into the square, down some steps, which the horse finds quite difficult, and you head down. The air is still. There is not a cloud in the sky. The moon shines down on you like an all-seeing eye, and Barilla stands beside the Hooty statue, and she sees the horse as as it enters the courtyard, and she squints at it, and she says,
"Ooh, hello, friend. Are you lost?
It's working.
Are you lost? Oh, sweet little horse.
It's working.
Where's your master? Where's your rider? Eh? Gone for a walk, have you? Who's a good..." And she pulls out some sugar cubes. She says, Horsey, you're bringing those little students to me, aren't you?"
No.
And then she says, "Yes."
I'm holding the rope, and I kind of move her head. The horse starts shaking its head.
"No, you're not. You're not. You're just a regular shimmery magic horse."
I make it nod.
"You're not. You're sure.
You sure you're not? You're not a conjure steed horse from the spell conjure steed?" "That's right. I'm a sorcerer. I know about conjuring. I've conjured a 100 fucking steeds in my lifetime."
"Oh, what's your language, Barilla?"
"I'm off the clock. I don't have to watch my language at all. This is my own time. You've come for my blood, I suppose. You want to change everything back?"
"Yes."
Can she hear us?
She can. Well, I don't know.
Little like, high-pitched voices.
Her shirt's on.
Oh, right. Yeah, good point. She can't hear nothing.
Can she see us?
It's hard to tell. She seems to be acting like she knows you're there.
"Hey,
and
Forrest,
she..."
"You got that rapier, bro?"
"Yeah."
"Give it to me. I'm going to jump on Barilla's head."
"Okay."
Or do you want to do it?
I mean, I've grown really attached to this sword is all.
I'd happily have you do it.
I mean, I can try it.
Just one of us is going okay. to fucking jump yeah, in yeah. and get the blood, man.
I'll try it. I run up along Miss Steed's neck and head up to the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how far away is the horse from her?
The horse is about, say, like 3 feet away. So okay. it's still too far.
I'm making my way to the horse's nose.
Okay. You're making your way to the horse's nose.
You should try and make the horse sneeze.
So I'm gonna tickle inside the horse's nostril a little bit.
Okay. You run inside the horse. I mean, it's your own magical steed, so I think.
Oh yeah,
you could probably command it to sneeze.
I'm like, Miss Steed, show us your best sneeze.
Oh. I need to stop whispering. It's a podcast. Yeah. I said, Miss Steed, show us your best sneeze.
Miss Steed goes, achoo! In it's a weirdly human voice. All right, well, this is... I'm going to say this is quite a tricky shot you're going to be making.
Mm.
So we'll say this is an acrobatics check.
Nah, I'm good in acrobatics.
All right, let's see. So you make a sneeze, the nostril fires you out into the mm-hmm. air.
Yeah.
Give it a roll.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 22.
Yes.
That is really good. You fly through the air.
Yes, Forrest, he's doing it.
And you land.
Wait. Having seen Ping do some flips earlier, I had in some flips through the air.
You fly through the air flipping.
Yeah.
Which no one can see. It's so tiny. And you land on the hem of her robe. So sort of you're halfway down her body. And weirdly, Barilla doesn't seem to have noticed. She's still staring at the horse and she's doing a sort of monologue. She's saying, I can't go back. I can't go back to the world I used to know. The world where I had to struggle and claw and snatch every step of ground with my bare bloody hands to reach the top of the pile. And when I got up there, all I could see was shit. I saw a school on the brink of collapse, figuratively and literally. All the while, and you're sneaking up her robes while this is happening. All the while being forced to live in the shadow of Waterdeep College. A shadow more oppressive than that godforsaken mountain. You think I'm a monster because I got rid of it? I'm a saint. Do you think the students of that school would ever give you the time of day? Do you think you had any chance of a future while the students of Waterdeep College were there to snap up your place in the sun? Of course you didn't. I gave you all the opportunities that you will never have back in the old world. If you reverse what I've done, Waterdeep College won't thank you. They won't even know. They'll look down on you like they always did. And when you leave our shithole of a school and go out into the world, you'll realize I was right. The world is far crueler than I. And nobody will forget where you came from. You will always be poor. You will always be orphaned. You will always be feared. You will always be unwanted. You will always be alone. But you don't have to be. All you have to do is stop. And you've reached her neck at this point, Forrest.
That speech would have been really moving if it hadn't been to a horse.
And to be honest, as I was climbing and listening to that speech, I started thinking, like, started crossing my mind, maybe she's right. Maybe school is better. The grounds are so much better.
Forest.
The gymnasium is amazing. The facilities, the school pool.
What about the mold
the gardens.
Children?
But then I thought about the drama teacher. She just slayed. Slayed? Is that a word? And I think back.
Slain.
To 2 years ago. And that production of Into the Woods and how much better it was. It had more heart. And the budget, there was no set. The costumes were horrible, but it had heart. And that is what makes me thrust the sword into her neck.
Oh!
It's tiny, so yeah. It's just like goes into like one paw. Yeah.
Like a mosquito.
Yeah, it was like a little bee sting. She leaps, realizes immediately what's happening and swipes at you with her hand. And she gets an 18. So what's your make a actually make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 12.
She swipes at you with her hand and knocks you off of her neck, and you fall to the grass. You're going to take 5d6.
But has he got the damage. Blood on the rapier?
You have the blood on the rapier.
Wow, 5d6s?
Yeah, 5d6.
Quite a lot.
One.
Yeah.
15.
You fly and you smack into the ground, and Barilla steps back away from the horse, and she says, good work. Stalling me with, letting me drone on to this horse. I see you've got all the blood you need. Well, that's wonderful. But you see, I was also stalling you. For I bet you didn't know that the little trick with Mrs. Grit's little red doors is that they wear off in the real world. And suddenly you all start growing back to normal size, and you all appear on the back of the horse, whose legs instantly break. And fall to the ground, and Barilla, Principal Barilla, spreads her cloak wide and wraps it around the statue, and she says, "You've still got to make your wish, and I think you'll find it tough when you're dead." She says, "Oh, fuck, I should have thought of something cooler to say there, but anyway, I've been spending a lot of time with this statue." And me and Archimedes, the owl god, have taught each other a few things. And her body starts to merge with this statue, and it changes completely black and inky, and the form of the owl statue changes and it becomes inky and black. And then she spreads her cape, which becomes enormous owl wings, and she grows into a giant owl, much like the one that you saw take the rest of Waterdeep College out of existence with its magic. But this one, there's a glint of Barilla in the eyes. Mm. And the owl takes off its wings, buffeting you, and flies up into the air and lets out a deafening shriek. And it's going to try and kill you. And let's roll initiative. Forrest, it's your turn.
Okay.
You are lying on the ground, so you have to stand up.
Sorry, can I just ask, we need to kill the owl and then get the statue off Barilla?
Shit, the statue and Barilla have kind of merged into one. So,
into the owl.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get the owl and then we win.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Wow. Wow.
Wowee.
This is huge. Nobody fuck anything up.
Okay, I'm going to... I run to... Misdeed, and
I yell behind him, "Don't fuck this up!"
I do cure wounds.
Oh my god!
You don't need to cure wounds on Misdeed. Misdeed, Misdeed's legs can fix itself.
Do not be wasting your time curing the wounds of the horse you conjured up. Forrest, you're a piece of shit sometimes.
Conjure up a new horse.
No, Misdeed means a lot to me.
Forrest, Misdeed is a conjuring.
Yeah.
You're killing me here. We just need to get the owl and we're done.
You're killing animals by sitting on them and breaking their backs.
Ping, talk some sense into him.
Ping loves animals.
Yeah.
Oh, Ping, you piece of shit.
Help the horse.
But you say her legs have healed?
Her legs have healed, yeah.
Okay, I jump on Misdeed.
Okay, yeah, great. You're on Misdeed.
And I would like to perform... Can I do another Thunderous Smite, or is that...
I reckon you can.
I do another Thunderous Smite. Lightning. And I gallop towards the owl.
Mm-hmm.
Is the owl up in the sky, though?
The owl is sort of hovering about 20 feet off the ground.
Oh, that's quite far.
Yeah, you couldn't reach
it. So I can't stab it.
You could. Well, you could maybe make Misdeed jump.
Yeah, I'll try that. I'll go off the statue base.
Yeah.
And boost up. And then go for a stab.
All right, I'm going to give you disadvantage on the attack.
Okay. Uh-oh. 7... 18, so 7.
So 7.
Wait, no. Plus 6, 13, plus... No, that's it. Yeah, plus 6.
Your Misdeed leaps off the base of the statue, and you also outstretch your arm with the rapier, and it just rakes some feathers off the underside.
Gotcha. I claim that was a good hit.
And the owl screeches. Oh, and it's a Ping's turn.
My eyes, they just glow red because I'm so, so furious with Barilla as she's hurting my friends, the only friends that I've ever had. And so the fury comes out and Ping pulls out the blowgun. It uses correct pronouns. I'm going to use their correct pronouns. Pull out their blowgun and take a shot.
Awesome. Make an attack.
20, natural 20.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And make an attack.
So 7. Yep, 7.
Yeah, 7. Well, because you got a 20, it does double. So you shoot the blow dart with furious precision, and the dart flies right into a real sensitive spot. Maybe the under the arm.
Kill her! Kill the bitch! Kill the bitch!
Barilla shakes her owly head.
I'd also like to say to Barilla that while you were swearing off the clock, you can see that the effect it has. Like, look at the language she's using now, because as a student, we should look up to the principal.
And she, the owl says, she says, "You know, I am about to kill you, but duly noted, that's right. I want to be a good leader, and what is a good leader if not someone who can take constructive criticism? Thank you. Here's some lightning breath." And she opens her mouth and exhale, a column of lightning shoots out towards Ping. And you have to make a saving throw. So
9.
You try to leap, but the lightning crackles and strikes your little goblin body. And, ooh boy, you take 24 points of damage. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
The lightning just scorches the earth and absolutely strikes and nails you. It is Helado's turn.
All right. I want to shoot some scorching rays, some 3 rays of fire up at the Barilla, and I'll go up to the wall of the building. I'll like jump a bit off it so I get a bit more air.
Oh, you can do those cool like jump punches, but with like a scorching ray, Tom Hardy does.
Yeah, like Tom Hardy. My inspiration for Helado.
When does Tom Hardy do it?
I feel like he does it in Venom.
6.
So you shoot the first one, and the first one misses. Do it. So roll again.
Oh damn. Well. I run up to the wall again, and this time with a 10.
You miss again.
All right, and this time with a 16.
You that one hits. Yes. So you run and leap off the wall for the third time. You know, and
just like Tom Hardy, he doesn't always do it in one take.
No, and we only see the final take and the edit, and that's what we'll see in the final edit of this movie. Yes. You fire a scorching ray and you take 2d6 fire damage.
Yes, 4.
Yep, so you singe a few feathers off Barilla, and she turns her glaring owl eyes towards you and looks pretty furious. And Kate, it's your turn now.
All right. I'm going to do a shatter spell.
Okay.
It's a sudden, loud, ringing noise. It's painfully intense, and it erupts from a point of my choice within range. So each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to point this all at the owl.
Good choice.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. And a little bit at Forrest.
What?
I'm kidding. No, I'm pointing it all at the owl, and I say, by the powers vested in me through the god of Aphrodite and the serenity of my vagina and the power with which that conjures, I say to thee, owl, die. Die in this womanly, sudden, loud, ringing noise. Die, you bitch.
You hit.
Ah!
So now do 3d8s.
6. 6. 2.
Nice. Adding. Great. You are an enormous sound that only the owl can hear crackles around her head, and she shrieks, and this causes her to fall to the ground, and she slams into the pavement.
Amazing.
She's yeah, well done.
Incredible. I feel like there was zero celebration for what was easily the biggest blow to this owl so far.
I'm pretty much dead on the ground.
Are you?
I'm like, I'm in a rough state, man.
I'm pretty bad as well.
I'm still chuffed about the wall jump.
Oh, even so, guys, I've always supported you and your successes, so it'd be nice if you made a little bit of an effort just to get behind me.
I just, like, raise my weak arms and go...
I'm
and I still chastise you, being a bit more enthusiastic.
I've never heard a sarcastic applause before.
There was no applause before when I leapt off the mount.
You barely touched the owl.
I took some feathers off.
You barely touched the owl. I'm not going to celebrate your straight white mediocrity.
You hear a clapping from the other side of the courtyard.
Uh-oh.
And... you all look up and you see Basil walking into the
into the Basil, don't you turn.
No, and he's clapping. He's saying, "Well done, Kate. I agree. Not enough thanks goes to you
and
the rest of you. Well, you're doing a mighty fine job. I thought I might come along and lend a hand if I could."
God, Basil, that'd be amazing.
And he has over his back a large crossbow, which he takes off, and he.
Someone loves the Hunger Games.
Well, does anyone use the crossbow in the Hunger Games?
Yeah, Katniss.
Well, I think that's true. Just a bow and arrow, but.
Someone probably does.
You were on the money there. I do love the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I just mean that somebody
arrows. There's a lot of
the
arrows.
Yeah,
I'm a fan, so you were right.
I was right.
And he
points talk all over again.
He points the crossbow at Barilla, and just as he does, a section of classroom from Waterdeep Mountain High version 1.0. Phases into existence right in front of him, and a crossbow bolt thuds into the wall, and out of the top of the corner of the classroom comes a shadow monster, and leers down at Basil and leaps on top of him and attacks him. Oh, and it's good, and it slashes him with its dark shadowy claws. And rakes across it, and a big wound appears. And he goes, "Oh, Nelly!" Two more sections of classroom appear, just suspended in the air on the right and the left, and two more shadow monsters emerge from out of those.
What the heck?
And it's your turn, Forrest.
I feel like it's probably been 10 minutes and my horse is probably gone.
You're probably right. Misdeed looks up to you and says, "Good luck out there."
Thank you, Misdeed. I'll never forget you.
And I'll never forget the way your friends broke my legs.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We didn't know the red door thing wore off, but I'm sure I hope to summon you again one day.
Well, me too.
And now I'm just on my feet. I have only 6 hit points, but I like to live dangerously. So, and my sword is still glowing with thunder. So I run towards the nearest shadow monster.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try and, you know, at the start of Troy when he jumps up and does that slow motion.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of the Tom Hardy thing I was thinking of as well. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I do a kind of Brad Pitt, Tom Hardy stab.
15. Real solid 15.
That's good. You hit him.
Okay. And damage is the maximum, which is... Sorry, where is what does Thunderous Smite do? An extra d6. So wait, I'm at 11 plus 14 damage.
You stab your trusty rapier into the shadow monster, and it dissolves into shadowy nothingness.
Wow.
Ping, it's your turn.
That gets nothing? Okay, cool.
What do you want from us?
Well, you got a pause before.
Barely. I had to beg for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bloody come on board with you now.
Okay, fair enough.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
I pull myself up off the ground and wipe blood off my jaws. I'm missing like my two very front teeth. So I look kind of like not scary anymore, but kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull out my dagger and take a run at the Barilla Owl.
Great.
And just slash at it with my little tiny dagger.
She is still down, so I'll give you advantage on
that. Okay, great. 21. 8, but I'm going to use my Fury of the Small, which means that I get my level as well added to that.
Great. So that's 14.
Because
you're level 6, right?
Yep.
You run up and you stab the owl. Where do you stab it?
I'm gonna pull her up by the back of the head.
Whoa.
Stab her in the
head. Whoa!
Just repeatedly Fury of the Small. Just ka 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 ka.
Okay, yeah. You wrench her head back and stab her in the throat. Immediately just a fountain of dark blood.
Ken, that's disgusting.
We didn't need any more blood as well.
It, like, just sprays into your face.
Yeah.
And Barilla lets out a terrifying shriek, and she's going to flip you onto the ground as she stands up, and she grabs you with her claws.
Oh my God.
And takes off into the air.
What?
Ping. Flying up and up, 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 up as high as she can. And Helado, it's your turn.
Ah!
I feel it. Okay, how about a magic missile?
We're gonna have to kill Ping.
I mean, I reckon she overstepped the mark by stabbing her in the throat repeatedly.
I don't know. I mean, the goal is to kill her, but listen, Ping's been with us on this journey. I think it's time to let Ping go. Lado, do what you need to do.
D4.
Oh, sorry.
All right, I'm gonna shoot magic missiles at Barilla. Does that seem like a good idea?
Yeah, it is. I think if we lose Ping, we lose Ping, you know? Okay.
We all know there were risks to be made.
We all love Ping, but Ping is, you know, a wild card, isn't it?
And there's a chance they'll land Barilla first on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And what if I run over, because I see he's conjuring a magic missile, and I pick up her robes, Barilla's robes that she dropped, and I'm like, Kate, grab this, and we'll make like an old school fireman's trampoline.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Perfect. There's quite a lot of shadow monsters around us right now. I just feel like, all right, okay. Fine, no, I'm on board.
I can try one person trampoline.
Nah, I'm on board.
Okay.
Why don't you turn around and let one rip and we can blow this thing out to a parachute?
Look, I'm not even going to make a trampoline with you if you're going to be like that again. You owned up to that earlier.
I did it just to save you from the embarrassment. It was my final gift to you.
No, I disagree.
What are you
Sorry,
doing?
Yeah, so I shoot a magic missile. Four, two, 12.
Is that all three of them?
Yeah, all three of them together.
Yeah. Okay. You shoot three of them, eh?
Yeah.
And they fire up into the sky. It's real cool. It's like Iron Man or something, you know, chasing, you know, like missiles chasing. And she tries to dodge them, but they're magical. And they strike her, and she... let's make a strength. She almost... Let's see if she lets go. Yes, she does. She lets go of Ping. And Ping, you are at the very top of the castle, like the height of the castle, and you fall.
Don't worry. We got this.
You guys are going to try to catch her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, make... acrobatics, I guess.
Okay.
No, athletics.
Brim?
Oh, it's good. Athletics, 21.
And I've got athletics, 13.
Oh. Okay.
14. 15.
What'd you get? You got 21.
Yeah, really good.
I got
good.
17.
Mm. Yeah, you... Let's say Ping falls into the robes, but they slip out of Kate's hands. So your fall is slowed slightly.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And you take half
better than nothing.
Damage, which is three of those.
Three.
Nine.
15. So you bounce and you smack into the ground and you're out of hit points. You're down. So you are close to death, basically.
My little lifeless body gets thrown to the ground and you see the red shininess of my eyes just go like pulse, and then just goes dull, and you just see my pupils, my grey pupils staring forward.
Oh no. But you're not dead yet, because you can still do some...
Is it weird that I feel nothing? Roll to save.
Was Ping a robot?
You still roll to save your life. So that happens next time it comes around to you.
Fainted.
Yeah, it's Kate's turn.
How is... What's his name? Who's the... gardener, groundskeeper dude?
Basil.
He's not looking good.
Oh, yeah. He's down and hurt.
Yeah, there's a shadow monster over him.
Can I grab Basil's crossbow?
Yeah, you can go and do that.
I want to grab Basil's crossbow. And from my knowledge of watching the Hunger Games, use it to point at the owl and fuck up the owl.
You want to try any of your spells or...
No.
Okay, great. You run and grab the crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
As the shadow monster is towering over Basil, just raking into his flesh.
I'm on the worm. I'm doing work.
Yeah, you grab it.
There's no way the monster's seeing
No, it doesn't see you, but he sort of... Basil reaches out a hand and you just grab the crossbow from him.
I'm like, I'll be back for you.
And you point it. You point it up at the owl and make an attack.
Yep.
So roll a d20. A ranged attack, so
can I add to it?
Yeah, you add your dexterity.
Fuck. My dexterity is zero, but I rolled a natural 15.
Okay. You fire a You fire a crossbow bolt up at Barilla, and I'm gonna it just nicks her.
No.
And
Katniss kills people in Hunger Games with this.
Basil, with his turn, says, "Kids, help Ping." And from behind some of the walls of the classroom, the two little fungus children creep out, and they rush over to Ping, and they stuff good berries into Ping's face. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully those will balance out the bad berries she ate earlier.
But nothing seems to happen. You're too close to death, so the fungus children lay their bodies over Ping and start to disappear. They sort of start to melt away. Mm-hmm. It's quite weird. Shadow monster crouching over Basil attacks him and slashes him again. And he takes... he slashes down his face, and Basil lets out a pitiful scream. He's nice. Looking pretty bad. And Forrest, it's your turn.
Okay. I'll run to Ping. Oh, I'm close to her because she fell through our trampoline. I'll reach down and I'll put my hand on her head and I'll do a cure wounds.
Oh, beautiful.
Six hit points. And then, as a bonus action, I'll cast a Shield of Faith to Basil, which grants him a shimmering field appears around him, and it grants him +2 bonus to his AC.
Okay, great.
For 10 minutes.
That's nice of you.
And I will say... I won't say anything. I got nothing to say.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words. Ping, you have regained some hit points, so you sort of feel the light coming back to you, and you also feel very strange... as you come awake, you're covered in fungus, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But the fungus is sort of dissolving into you, and before you know it, it's all gone, and you feel weirdly good, and energized.
Okay, great. In that case, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
In that case, if I'm feeling good, I'm gonna take another run at the. What are left? What's left?
There is two shadow monsters and the owl, which is very high up.
Okay.
But there are like bits of classroom sort of in the air.
I'm going to run at one of the shadow monsters, the closest shadow monster, and and pull out my dagger and take a swing.
Nice.
13.
Yep, you hit it.
Great.
Which one do you need? This one?
Yeah. 8.
You actually do double damage because you are filled with the power of fungus. And the shadow monster completely dissolves and shrieks and disappears.
Wow. Great move, Ping.
I agree. A round of applause.
I take a bow.
And Barilla above you she opens her mouth and speaks a word that you don't understand, and a rush of magical force comes down from the height of the castle, surrounds you, and before you know it, you all suddenly find yourself falling. She has reversed the gravity, and you're all falling upwards into the sky once again for the second time today. So you need to make dexterity saving throws to see if you can grab onto something.
14.
13.
11.
Oh, 6.
You, all of you, don't manage to grab onto anything, and you just fall through the air. And when you reach the top of the...
I'm ready to die.
The top of the cone of magic, you kind of just sort of float there in the
air. I've made my peace with the world.
And Barilla is now right next to you. And Helado, it's your turn.
Oh. All right, I do burning hands on her. My thumbs touch and my fingers spread, and I shoot fire at her. And she has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
And if she fails it, she takes 3d6 damage. And if she is successful, she only does half the damage.
Okay, great. Let's see. Ooh, that is bad. She does not save. So you shoot burning hands at her?
Yeah. Do I need to roll anything?
Do you need to make the sound?
The d6?
You need to make the sound, obviously.
All right.
So, yeah, that's good.
They're perfect, right? That's what a fire sounds like. 3.
I normally think fires sound more like boo.
13.
You hit her and she catches fire and shrieks and squirms in the air.
Wow.
Another round of applause.
Thank you.
She sort of takes a bit more hurt by the fact that you're clapping as well. Kate, your turn.
I just want to, before I go, I just want to take a moment to say I really appreciate the camaraderie that's come out of this. And now everyone's getting more on board and being more positive about each of our own achievements.
Mm. I love you, Kate.
I love you too, Peng. I love you, Helado.
Thank you.
And Forrest, we've had our differences. But considering we might all die here today, I love you too, Forrest.
Kiss.
Fine,
kiss.
Okay.
Kiss.
Okay, I led her.
Kate feels some things, but she's not sure what.
And as you kiss Forrest, he begins to change into his true... No. is that your turn?
My turn. What I want to do is a lightning bolt. A stroke of lightning forming the line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide blasts out of me.
Nice.
I'm fucking going for it. So move out of the way, everyone. I'm getting a lightning bolt. And I rub my hands together and I hold my breast because that's where I imagine the lightning comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I point them at Barilla and I say, it's titty time.
New catchphrase.
New catchphrase.
And you hear Barilla say under her breath, like, damn, that's cool. And, yeah, she rolls real bad. And so you hit her.
A creature takes 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save.
Go for it.
So I do 8d6.
You roll 8d6.
So this is a 6. Okay. 6. 7. 11. And 6. 17. How many is that? That's 4.
Yep.
So 17. 21.
Oh, God.
27.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I think it was one more, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How many did she get to do?
8.
Oh.
Whoa.
28. Oh my god. 29. It's titty time.
I mean, I was gonna applaud regardless, just for the cool catchphrase.
A blinding light of excuse me. A blinding bolt of lightning shoots out of your breasts. And strikes.
Please call them titties.
A blinding bolt of lightning shoots out of Kate Shepherd's titties and strikes Barilla, the school principal, directly in the owl heart. There is a terrifying sound of lightning cracking and the sky rending. The spell breaks.
Uh-oh.
That is keeping you all in the air.
I untie my shirt, which
so you all start falling.
I had been wearing as a kind of
scarf.
For your shirt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I start trying to use it as a small parachute.
And I do the same. What happened to Barilla?
She's falling as well. You're all falling towards the ground.
I make my body into the shape of an arrow. And to increase my speed like a through diver the air.
To so die quicker.
So that I can get on the back of Barilla and use Barilla as a cushion when I hit the ground.
Shit, I wish I thought of that instead of this parachute.
All right, let's see if you do that.
All of you are welcome to form a centipede.
I think they're more centipede.
I try and pull in.
Ping! I get your head in my ass!
I try and pull in and grab onto the back of her ass and put my head in near her.
I've been burned by the centipede before, so I'm going to stick with my parachute.
Hilado, you want in on this
to fly straight into Ping's ass.
Okay, you all form a human centipede in the air that heads aerodynamically towards the ground with Barilla
at the front. Oh, Barilla, you stink!
She's unconscious. She can't hear you. And just as you're about to hit the ground and certainly all die, you feel another grasp of magic around you that slows your descent, and there's a faint sort of musical quality to it. And you are all gently placed onto the ground, and there, standing next to you is Dorian,
the coolest guy in school.
Bard, yeah. And he says, "Happy landings."
Shit, he's cool.
He's Barilla's son, right?
He's Barilla's nephew. Oh. And he comes up to you and he says, "Let's fix this once and for all." And now you're all standing around. The statue has fallen to the ground. The owl has turned back into the statue, and it's plummeted to the ground, and it's lying next to you on the grass. And Barilla is unconscious.
Wow! The rapier on the statue.
You all have to cut your hands and place them on the statue.
Let's do it.
I know.
I'm going to cut my hand.
Okay, I put the rapier out in the middle.
And I thrust my hand onto her.
And I thrust my hand on top of hers, like sort of putting her, like trapping her hand on it.
Okay, enough. Okay, she's got blood.
Pull it out.
I delicately slide my hand off.
Whoa. It was like that David Blaine trick where he puts the ice pick through his hand.
What about you?
I might adjust a finger.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right. And I gently, that's sharp.
I'd flossed the night before, but I don't floss much, so I just kind of like spit a little bit on it because my gums are like bleeding still.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so I just do that.
Well, you need and sure. And Dorian says you need a fifth, right? And he
I don't actually know. I don't know the logistics. It seems like
I've been keeping track.
Okay, cool.
And he pricks his thumb and doesn't even seem to care.
He's cool.
He's a cool guy.
He's awesome.
And what do you do?
I place my hand on the statue.
I place my hand on the statue.
I mean, is that part of it? Okay. I spit on my hand and put my hand on the statue.
And Dorian places his hand on the statue, and you feel immense power. Touch you feel all connected in a way that you would never.
I think we should get the band back together.
Let's all put our keys in a bowl.
you have a sense of an enormous owl shape emerging again.
Oh no! Yeah.
And a voice in your head, centuries, millennia old, and unknowable, says, "What do you wish?"
We wish to go back to the way it was. Back to the old water deep.
We should have gone for infinity more wishes.
Too late now. Damn. No one ever does that.
We also want equal pay.
Nope. You already said back to the way it was. And
knee-high boots.
As the new school uniform. Can you just add that, please?
You don't hear anything, but you feel a blinding light. And then you're opening your eyes. And you are in a classroom that is peeling and shitty.
Oh.
You recognize it as the detention where you were started out. Helado, you're at the front. Yeah. You've got some lines that, you know, the kids are having to copy out. Dorian is there.
Dorian's so
This is where you all first met. And, yeah, you come awake. You all look down. Knee-high boots.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, my God. This Guys, I think we did it.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Although summer, though, my legs are cooking in these leather boots.
I reckon it's worth it, though. Ping, what are you going to do?
I have to go home now.
No,
oh, Ping. Wait, do you not go to the school?
I'm an exchange student. Oh. I have to go back to the forest goblins.
Ping. I'll miss you so much.
Then Frank, the deputy principal, comes in and he says, excuse me. What was his voice? His voice was like, all right, who cares? Who gives a fuck? He's like, all right, the principal wants to see you all.
Principal.
And the door opens a bit wider, and in walks the principal. And the principal says, well, 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 if it isn't my old friends. I stuck my hand on that statue at the last minute. Got a little extra wish in there.
Basil!
That's right, it's me, Basil. I'm the principal now. Yeah, guess who's my groundskeeper?
Brilla.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I honestly think we shouldn't keep Brilla around at all, but that is your call as principal.
And can I look out the window and the statue of the owls turned into a statue of Lilibeth?
Yes,
brilliant. The new mascot of the school.
And Basil says, well, we've got to get ready. The inter-school athletics tournament is on tomorrow, and I need my best team. And Peng, I've had a word with your school, and let me tell you, it looks like bunch of knights raided your school, killed almost everyone. We're going to have to keep you around here for a while.
Yes.
I have mixed feelings about this.
It's a bittersweet pill.
Yeah.
Yay. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say sorry for all the friends you lost in what sounds like a horrific...
I'll deal with those emotions tonight.
Okay.
I just want to quickly flash forward, let's say 3 months, and I just want to know it's lunchtime at Waterdeep Mountain High. I just want to know what's everyone
Harry
doing?
Potter.
Yeah. I've got a megaphone and I'm standing in the corner of the courtyard and I'm saying, feminism is not feminism unless it's intersectional.
Great.
And I'm trying to get other people to chant along with me, but nobody is joining in. So I rip off my top.
I'm in the extracurricular music room leading the choir in the new rendition of Waterdeep Mountain High. We're practicing for the inter-schools choir competition. We'll be versing the mountain goblins, so we're rehearsing really hard.
And in that choir, really trying his hardest is Eric Ironfoot, the Welsh.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a dwarf. He has he's really latched onto you in this new world, and he thinks the world of you, basically. He really wants to impress you with his singing, which is pretty bad, but let's be fair, so is yours. Forrest, where do you think you are?
I'm in the gym at practice for the A head ball team, but then I'm like, fellas, I'm really sorry to do this, but there's somewhere I've got to be. And so I run out of the gym. While I'm doing it, I take my shirt off and I run through the school to the square where I
Forest.
Where I join in the chant of
feminism is not
is feminism,
feminism
unless it's intersectional.
Forest, you came, and then we make out.
Oh, okay.
And watching on is Lady Luck,
there.
Yeah, I kind of pull away because I know that Lady Luck's watching.
She's a dwarf.
Sorry, sorry.
So I'm like, yeah, no.
Not that we're doing that.
That's a complicated love triangle for another episode.
And Helado, what do you think?
I've finally been led into the teacher's lounge. and I've taken my kids in there. I'm like, yeah, it's great you guys are back, but have you checked out my new knee-high boots? And I'm sort of walking around and showing them off to the kids. And they look kind of bored, but, you know, I'm chuffed.
Yeah. The school bell rings. It's 3:15, and everyone heads home, except Basil, who walks over to the Lilibeth statue standing in the square and rests his hands on it. And he turns to a group of big burly men who have gathered, and he says, "Take it away, boys. I don't think we'll be needing to change much around here for a while." Oh. And he gets on his goat, the actual goat, Lilibeth, and
her legs break.
Her legs break. And the last thing we hear is a pained goat scream.
Or a gunshot. He's put her down.
Fade to black. Wow, we did it, guys. That's been
Waterdeep Mountain High.
Guys, this is an actual song.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for this journey. You've all been awesome. And thank you so much for listening. And Waterdeep Mountain High will be back in the future, hopefully, with maybe a new tale. But please let people know if you've enjoyed it. And thank you so much for coming on this lovely adventure with us.
Thank you.
We love you, each and every one of you. I love you, especially you, the one listening right now.
Yeah.
I'm just in lust with all of you.
Oh.
Well, there you have it, weary traveller. That's the story of Forrest, Kate, Helado, and Peng. Four unlikely misfits who found friendship and trust and love and learned the valuable lesson that school can be an adventure. All is quiet and peaceful at Waterdeep Mountain High these days, but I have a feeling our heroes will find themselves in another crazy pickle in no time. I, for one, can't wait. And yes, as you might have picked up at the end there, I'm not actually the groundskeeper. I've been the principal this whole time. What can I say? I prefer to be out here in my cottage with the common people, like yourself. Well, anyway, it's getting very late now, so you better be on your way. And just before you go, weary traveler, one more thing. Don't hang around schools late at night anymore. It's creepy as all hell, okay? Take care now. Bye-bye.
This season of Waterdeep Mountain High starred Nick Sampson, Alice Nin, Ray O'Leary, Paul Williams, and Brinley Stent. It was produced by The Spinoff and edited by Alice Webb-Little and Tina Tiller. Thanks very much to all our special guests over the season, Joseph Harper, Rhiannon McCall, Emma City, Reese Mathewson. That's it for the season. We hope to do more in the future and hopefully do some more live shows. We apologize that we couldn't keep those going. City moving and stuff. But please let us know if you've enjoyed the season so we can make some more. Thanks so much for all the wonderful comments that we've received so far. I've really had a blast learning how to play this game. I'm still very bad at it, but I hope to get better. And thank you so much again. Until next time, cheers.
Kia ora e te iwi. Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.